Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
From the brilliant modern jazz guitar cat, Randy Napoleon, with the song Wouldn't It Be Nice, off the 2019 CD Common Tones, we begin this 634th episode of Neon Jazz. He is known for work with the legendary singer and pianist Freddie Cole, but he also leads his own trios, quartet, and three-horn sextet. And these days, he is an assistant professor at Michigan State University, teaching jazz guitar. When we caught up with him at the show here about his life and music, he opened up about that proverbial love of jazz. Have a listen.
And I love that you can keep on finding something new in it. You know, I mean, there's records that I've listened to hundreds of times, you know, like the incredible jazz guitar of Wes Montgomery, and I listen to it for the, you know, 267th time. I hear a little nuance in Tommy Flanagan's accompaniment, you know, or Tutti Heath's left hand, you know, that I didn't notice. There's always layers, so there's something to kind of engage your mind and hold your interest over the long term with the best kind of music.
Prior to joining Freddie Cole, he toured with the Clayton Hamilton Jazz Orchestra, and he toured extensively with Benny Green and crooner Michael Bublé.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he got around. So along with the big road gigs, he has performed on The Tonight Show, Late Night with David Letterman, The View, The Today Show, Ellen DeGeneres' show. He's been all over the globe. He's been in South America, Europe, and Asia, and he's played or arranged on over 70 records. It was a real joy to have this guy in interview and now on the show. And with that, welcome to Neon Jazz.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much, sir. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a world championship kind of town, a place where the Chiefs won it all in 2020. And the Royals did in 2015.
How about them Chiefs,
wow,
man?
Wow, can you believe it?
They got a quarterback with a smile like Opie Taylor and a coach that looks like Wilford Brimley.
That's right. And all they want is ketchup and a cheeseburger.
America.
That's it. That is America. And folks, we are right here in Kansas City, Missouri, giving you a full hour of championship jazz. So Randy spent some quality time with the tenor saxophonist. He was also a composer and a teacher, Mr. Donald Walden. And as we hear him talk about it, let's listen to him joined by the Detroit Jazz Orchestra. This is the 2003 song Double Talk off the CD called Focus.
Donald Walden was similarly grounded in kind of, you know, swing and bebop. But the thing that was really hip about him is he was super hip. He was always interested and aware of the younger musicians on the scene, and he really encouraged us to not rely on kind of hackneyed musical devices or cliches. He always wanted us to search for something a little bit surprising. We'll be right back. Hi, this is guitarist Randy Napoleon. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you.
That was New York City organist and pianist Brian Charette. Good friend of the show. We haven't had him on for a while. That was the song Herman Anest III off the 2019 CD Beyond Borderline. This is his follow-up solo disc as he revisits a handful of his original tunes from earlier releases. It expands the borders to give them new and exciting verve. This kid from Meridian, Connecticut, was introduced to music by his mother, and at 17, he was playing with jazz luminaries like Lou Donaldson and Houston Person. No pressure, huh?
Man, just keep up.
Just get in there and keep your chin up, kid.
Well, I think it has to be kind of, maybe this is a bad, I'll try, all right? You know, when Robert Goulet, the singer Robert Goulet, took the part, I mean, he was brand new to show business as far as that went. And there he is up there on the stage with Richard Burton.
Yeah.
You know, and Julie Andrews and other, you know, experienced actors. I mean, it's no wonder he had stage fright.
Right, without a doubt. He started out getting thrown in ice cold water.
Sink or swim.
That's
man.
Right. Get in there and just put on a warm robe and have a career.
What I was about to say is I have to think jazz is a little more broad-banded for newbies.
Yeah, I think so. But I still think these guys listen to those guys for so long that there's a part of the nerves that go in, but they're cool. They're cats, man.
It's cool, man.
That's it. It's cool, man.
That's why they smoke.
That's right. Exactly.
Most of them.
That's right. So from the Polish jazz group, the Beat Freaks, a band that reached out to Neon Jazz, and we're very glad they did. This is the tune Night Bus off their 2020 CD called Stay Calm. Theme here.
Hello, jazz fans. This is guitarist Michał Starkiewicz on the Polish jazz band The Beat Freaks. And you are digging our music right here on Neon Jazz, coming your way from Kansas City.
That was the talented Canadian-born jazz guitarist Eric St. Laurent with the song Mustard, Arizona. Man, I love mustard. Off the 2019 CD Bliss.
But can you still cut it?
Yes, can you cut the mustard? Give me a hot dog, pal. That was This cat has Afro-Cuban rhythms combined with jazz and blues, those elements, to bring about a very unique sound. We caught up with him here at the show, and he opened up about what he learned from the masters he was lucky to perform with and be around. Take a listen.
Humility. It's like, you know, that it's either a Buddhist thing or a beginner's mind. Dave Liebman had that very much. He approached everything as if he was a beginner saxophone player. Even, you know, he's been playing for 40, 50 years. He's a master. But he would listen and try to see everything with a new eye, never using sort of a routine approach.
So we lost another titan of the jazz world. I found out about this early this morning. Pianist and composer Lyle Mays. He left us on February 10, 2020 at the age of 66, and he was famous for being a member of Pat Metheny's group. And together they composed and arranged nearly all of the group's music that won 11 Grammy Awards. And Lyle was a gifted cat, and when he was growing up, he dug things, I think maybe in this order: chess, mathematics, architecture, and music.
Wow.
So that gives you the kind of linear artistic brain that was going on with this cat.
I would say.
So he will be missed, and here he is in 1995 with the tune What It Takes, and he had it, man, off the CD, The Sheffield Jazz Experience, as we remember a very cool cat.
Thank you.
Hi, everybody. This is Eric St. Laurent, a guitarist from Toronto, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was Washington, D.C.-born New York City jazz guitarist Max Light, joined by his trio with the 2019 song The Things You, off his debut CD Her Plus Me, so he won second place in the 2019 Herbie Hancock Institute of Jazz International Guitar Competition. And over the years, he's performed and recorded with a lot of big shots. Noah Preminger, Donnie McCaslin, Jason Palmer, John Ellis, Rudy Royston, and the great local Kansas City Bobby Watson. He's a great cat. This next singer announced his retirement from acting in 1999. And John Christopher, you're going to like this. And he has since only appeared in a couple of films. The last one was the Netflix debut of the show, The Irishman, which was up for a lot of Oscars.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
And now he's back, releasing his first album in 21 years. This is Joe Pesci with the song How About You off the 2020 CD, Still Singing. And man, is he ever.
And you make sure he stays here. You
right?
Make sure he stays here.
Go get your shine box, kid.
From his album, Shine Box. He's got to do it. He's got to do it.
Oh, I can't breathe. We got to go on.
I like New York in June. How about you? I like a Gershwin tune. How about you? I like a fireside. Whenever it's storms are due. I like potato chips, moonlight, and motor trips. How about you? I'm mad about good books. You see, I never get my fill. And Oprah Winfrey's smile gave me a thrill. But holding hands in the movie show when the lights are low may not seem new, but you know I like it.
Saxophonist and composer based in New York City, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you.
Man, that was saxophonist Troy Roberts with the song The Waltz of Parting Days off his 2019 CD, Days Like These. So he's from a remote location in Perth, West Australia. He has two Grammy nominations, and he's performed around Europe and the U.S. with the likes of Jeff Tane Watts, Joey DeFrancesco, Van Morrison, Christian McBride, Oren Evans, Kurt Elling. He's kind of been all over the place. So we caught up with Troy here at the show, and he had some fascinating insights. He's a great cat, like this one.
I guess, call me small-minded, but the goal for when I make albums is to, you know, document my musical path at the time. You know, it's always going to, an album's always going to be a little snapshot into where you were at that point in time, musically, you know.
So as we hear the standard Dave Brubeck's Take Five, I always love getting this on the show with Paul Desmond doing the magic behind it.
This just does it for me.
Man.
A lot of other folks want to get on that jazz, get that jazz gonzo going on. Just throw on a little Dave Brubeck, you'll be there.
And that's it. And I'll tell you one thing. I always want to give a shout out to the great Mike Pettengill. He's over on KKFI 90.1. This was his tune that you would always play before Jazz in the Night. I missed that show immensely.
Yeah, me too. I'd forgotten that. That's right.
Man, it was great. Yeah. Once you heard that, it was always there. So let's hear it real time. I'm Again, that was Dave Brubeck with Take 5 off the iconic 1959 LP, Time Out. And before we get into our final song, let's have one more listen to that magical sound from the Super Bowl-winning Kansas City Chiefs. During the downtown rally at Union Station, I was there. They pulled in nearly a million people into that celebration. And as the radio voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus, was on the stage, he led a chant, and I caught a little bit on audio on February 5, 2020.
Oh, man, good.
It was a great time. Have a listen. Finally, we bring you a great friend of the show and a true champion of jazz. I love this cat. This is New York saxophonist Daniel Bennett, one of the most original and unpredictable musical voices of his generation. Joined by his group, this is the song, the theme from Ernani, off the 2018 CD, We Are the Orchestra. And yes, he is. And it's with that that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions.
Jazz.
And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a world Super Bowl champ of radio, Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
If I can get it between the goalposts, I'm happy.
We're going to get you a ring, kid. Reach out to us. Let us know what's going on. What you
just gift wrap my shine box.
That's right. I want to put it in there. Put a big bow on top of it. Your shine box.
And make sure he's here.
He's right here. Reach out to us. Let us know what's going on. Bring your shine box, neonjazzkc at gmail.com.
We would dig it the most.
All right. Until next time, kids. Enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Neon Jazz.